Hey friend,
I'm Natalie,
and this is the Intuitive Runner Guided Runs for Every Pace podcast. I'm Natalie Costa, a clinical exercise physiologist, high performance specialist, and your guide to making running fun and approachable. Now, my guided runs are like a podcast, but better, because every episode we're going to dive into all things running. That includes things like mindset and the psychological side of training, and of course, the science of training. I am an exercise physiologist after all. And the best part is, I'll coach you through form and effort throughout the episodes with some great music to keep you moving, so there's no thinking involved from your end. Remember that this workout could be adapted for any cardio mode, whether you're walking, cycling, rowing, or more. Just follow the suggested effort. So in this 45-minute zone two easy workout, we're going to be diving into the art of how to stay consistent with your exercise routine, even when your motivation sucks. So hopefully we can ignite a little bit of spark today, where we talk about tips and tricks to boost your motivation on those tough days especially, and how to cultivate and connect with your why to fuel your training. So if you like what you hear, be sure to check out the link in the show notes to download the Intuitive Runner app and to dive into more guided runs and programs. It's a 30-day free trial. And even that, the monthly membership is less than a cup of coffee a week. So let's lace up, press play, and cultivate consistency together. What's up, Intuitive Runners? Natalie Costa here, and welcome to your nice, easy run.
One, two, three, four.
Now, our run is pretty straightforward today, where we're hitting the old cruise control button. Beginning to end, keeping the effort level steady eddy. So let's start warming up our body a little bit, coming into a walk or a jog, up to you. Let's take a nice big inhale. Smell the roses. Cool the soup. Inhale the good shit. Exhale the bullshit.
Since the start.
You got it. Just keep taking these nice big breaths and exhaling what no longer serves you in the present moment. Let's let it go. Let's take this time here to set your intention for your run. A word, a phrase, a mantra, anything you like to repeat to yourself when the going gets tough.
I just wanted to let you know.
This is an easy paced run, meaning I do want you to keep it easy. But if you don't have a running mantra in mind, my running mantra for you is stay cool. Stay cool, be cool. Yeah. So today's run is all about that easy pace. So on that scale of 1 to 10, of that RPE scale, 10 is all out sprint, can't work any harder. 1 is a nice, leisurely, easy walk. I'm looking for like a 2 to 3. We'll be in a steady jog, taking as many walking breaks as you want or as you need to stay in that effort. Now, if you have access to a heart rate monitor, I'm looking for zone 2 today. Whatever that means to you. Thinking about the course ahead, what you got, whether you're indoors, outdoors, there's hills, headwinds. You're going to have to make adjustments to your pace as you go. And in fact, I encourage you to hide your pace screen entirely for the whole run. Throw it away. I don't care about pace. I care about effort here. We want truly easy. Leave that ego behind. No ego, amigo. All right, now let's get some dynamic stretching in. We're going to do some knee hugs, driving the knee up to the sky, hug the knee into your chest, release down other side. just alternating. Keep lifting the knee, hug it in, switching sides.
Paper planes were always made for you.
Got it.
I'll fly to space just to get to you. I just want
to do some heel flicks now. So kicking yourself in the butt. That's the direction that we're heading. Just send the heel, alternating sides, walking or jogging. You choose. Beautiful. All right, walking on our tiptoes. Picking up those calves. Now, other way, lifting up those toes, walking on the heels. Nice and quick here. It's going to feel awkward, but that's okay. Now we're going to connect those two movements in a super exaggerated walk, focusing on lifting that heel on that toe off. You got it.
Honey, baby, meet me just one last time.
Oh, yeah. Honey, beautiful. Baby, let's wake up our upper body a little bit here. Shoulder squeezes. Arms out in front of you, drive those elbows back, stick out that chest, squeeze the shoulder blades together, and repeat. Arms out in front, elbows back, proud chest. I love a bluesy song. Just feel good. Just shut my eyes, little shoulder shimmy. Ooh, just feeling it. All right, backstroke with your arms. Big arm circles here. Pick one arm, open up that chest, open up the shoulders, stand up nice and tall. And other side. Beautiful. All right, let's all come into a nice, easy jog here. Wake up the body a little bit. I'm feeling it. This takes me back to 2007, Natalie in New Orleans. My nerd ass self played the jazz fest. Bass clarinet, piano, jazz band. Oh yeah. This was pre-Katrina times. 10 out of 10 would go there again. Little haunted ghost tour. All the good food. All the good music. Oh, takes me back. All right, let's keep the turnover nice and quick. Oh, yeah. Nice quick feet here. Quick feet, quick feet. Running over hot coals. That'll be our main form focus for our easy runs, is that quick stride, cadence, quick feet, whatever you gotta say to yourself. Come on, baby, that's right. Please move those feet. Weren't expecting that, were ya? Feeling the connection with the ground here. You got it. Just stay present in this moment. Now we're going to do our little speed drills here. Our quick accelerations. Our strides or our striders, whatever you want to call it. Those little short bursts. 20-ish seconds or so. Plus or minus 5, we'll see. Got to keep you guessing, right? But we're looking for about an RPE of 7 to 8. So a nice, fast, controlled, but relaxed pace. Our goal here is to get that turnover nice and quick. Focusing on the quick feet, focusing on the forward lean, keeping that spine nice and long. Ready? We're going to come into our first one. Let's go. Get those feet moving. Your first strider here. RPE is 7 to 8. Nice, controlled effort. Focusing on our form here. Arms are parallel, Elbows are swinging back. Standing nice and tall, forward lean. All right, slow down in 3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah. Tone her down. We're going to do 4 more of those bad boys. Let's get back into control. Don't slow your cadence down. That's your challenge. All right, let's head there again in 3, 2, 1. Let's go move those feet. Second strider here. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Forward lean. Spine is long, chest is proud. Relax those shoulders. Drive those elbows back. Forearms are parallel. Keep going, keep going. 3, 2, 1. Slower down. 2 down, 3 to go. Get back into your easy pace here. Catch the breath. Don't worry about your heart rate so much here. Not too concerned. I'm concerned about your turnover, your cadence. Getting those feet moving nice and quick. Even though we're an easy pace run, we're still intentional about our form. So keep that in the back of your head. All right, number 3 coming up. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go move those feet here. Nice and quick. Think about that form. Think about that forward lean here. Nice controlled, but relaxed pace. Get that turnover nice and quick. I'm watching you. You got this. All right, slow it down in 3, 2, 1. Back into cruise control. Nice and easy here. RPE 2 to 3. Super, super conversational. Easy to breathe. I'm gonna do 2 more of those. All right, strider number 4. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Get those feet moving nice and quick. Running over hot coals. Stick a smile on that face. Drive those elbows back. Arms parallel. Relax the hands a little bit. We're still relaxed, but we're going quick. All right, slow it down in 3, 2, 1. Take a chill pill. Easy pace here. I'll throw 1 more of those at you. But in the meantime, just focus on moving those legs, keeping them nice and quick. Keeping that cadence up. Staying cool. Stay cool, be cool. All right, last strider. Let's go in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Let's make it a good one. Can we take it up just a notch, a little bit faster than your last ones? Still in a controlled pace. Forward lean. Propel you a little bit faster. Spine is lifted, spine is long, chest is proud, running with confidence here. And slow it down in 3, 2, 1. All right, officially, 13 minutes in, you should be feeling pretty warm. We're hitting the cruise control for the rest of the time. So remember, our cruise control, it's all about effort. I don't care about pace. I'm looking for you to maintain 2 to 3 on that RPE scale. Or zone 2 heart rate if you have access to your heart rate monitor. Meaning, if you hit zone 3, guess what I'm going to make you do? Leave that ego behind. You're just sabotaging yourself here. Take it down a notch. Walk as much as little as you need here. If you have favorite intervals that you like, maybe you run for 5, walk for 1. Run for 2, walk for 1. Run for 10, walk for 1. I don't care. All I care about is your effort. Nice, easy, conversational pace. Something where I'm like, you know what? I need you to run here. And I need you to run here for 4 hours. What pace would that be? Notice if you have a natural tendency, when I said that, to take it down a notch. That's what I'm looking for. If you're having trouble breathing at any point, it's a good indication that you're probably working too hard. Your breathing should be pretty easy here. You should be able to have a full conversation without getting too breathy. How's your cadence? Can we move those legs a little bit faster? Make it feel good. Feeling the rhythm, feeling the roll of your run here. Standing up tall. Feeling the jams. Nice and steady, chase yourself here. You and I, we are here together. Let's get comfortable. You're in it for the long haul. You may as well get cozy. Now remember to keep that running form. Just because it's an easy run, we're not going to be sloppy. No hunchy. Keep that spine nice and long. Chest nice and proud. Imagine there's some photographers every once in a while. Notice how we have that natural tendency to kind of stand up a little taller. Run a little bit more cocky. Whatever you gotta do, run with confidence. Run with intention here. Feet nice and quick, but an easy conversational pace. It might feel like you're doing quick little baby steps, and that's okay. Over time, it gets easier and easier. But we only get better with practice. Now, one thing I really like people to think about when they're getting into running, or whenever you're wanting to challenge yourself, I really want you to understand and truly know what your why is. Why are you doing this? And it's really a game changer in staying consistent with your running routine. So let's unearth your why. Let's dig a little bit deeper here. Now we know running, of course, it is the physical act of putting one foot in front of the other. But it's not just about that. It's a journey. And like any other journey, it's important that we have a destination in mind.
is where your why comes in. And I want you to think, why did you start running in the first place? Why do you want to stick to it? Is it for overall health? Mental clarity? Challenging yourself and testing your limits? Or perhaps an even bigger purpose? Now the key is to really dig even deeper than that, finding your why, that journey with him. For example, I had somebody come to me who had a really, really hard time with the consistency piece and lacking that motivation, which you are a mere human being. And side note, we very rarely have the motivation to exercise, but it's something that we just do for ourselves. And knowing that you won't always be motivated to put one foot in front of the other, this is where it's really important to dig deep. Now this person, I'm like, why? Why do you want to run? And she said, well, I want to improve my physical fitness and health. So I acted like those curious kids who ask why after every single thing that you say. I'm like, why? Why is that important? And then she's like, well, I notice that after I run or work out, my mind is so much clearer and I feel calm throughout my day. I'm like, okay, what's that going to do to you though? Why is it important to seek that mental clarity and to feel calm? And then she's like, well, I work nonstop. It's always go, go, go. And it's the only chance I have in my day to find my healthy escape. And it's a way to hash through some of my stressors and really help with my overall emotional well-being. Why? Why is managing stress and emotional well-being so crucial for you? And she's like, well, just overall quality of life, but I'm able to be a lot more present for my kids and my husband. And I find that I'm starting to enjoy the little things. I'm less irritable throughout my day. And it's really improving my relationships. So keep digging deeper. Ask why, over and over and over. That's when we'll uncover your true motivator, that intrinsic motivation that we need to get us going. Whether it's a quest for mental clarity, stress management, emotional well-being, whatever it may be, we know it's there and we just gotta look for it. Now, how are we feeling? Did your legs slow down a little bit? Speed it up. Quick turn over here, little form check. Can we tuck that tailbone just a smidge? Bracing that core. Spine is nice and long here. Driving with those knees. Nice quick feet. Arms are parallel. Elbows are driving back. Imagining you're holding your little ice cream cones. Chest is nice and proud. You're confident here. Spine is lifted. Marionette string pulling you up towards the sky. Slight forward lean. And stick a smile on that face. We've officially made the halfway mark. So if you're doing an out and back, this is a great time to turn around and run back home. Ask yourself, how hard do you feel you're working in this moment? 1 to 10. If it's 4 or more, I need you to slow down even more. take a walking break if you have to. Don't be afraid. If you're using your heart rate, take a peek. Make sure you're in range. And if you have any fueling with you, water, hydration, electrolytes, take some sips. We need to anchor your why. Remember, your why isn't just a casual thought. It's what anchors you. Especially on those days where your motivation is hiding somewhere or next to nothing. Your why is what pulls you through. When you're tempted to hit snooze on that alarm, which is me every day, remember your deep-rooted reason. That's one of the reasons I don't exercise in the morning. For those of you who know me, know that I am very much not a morning person. I find other points in my day to include my exercise. But if you're a morning person, it gets you out of bed. When you're like, oh, I'm so cozy. What's your why? Ask yourself. Remind yourself. And now let's say your why is to be a positive role model for your family. Visualize their smiles, their pride. And maybe suddenly the snooze button doesn't seem as tempting anymore. Your why is connected to your values, your dreams, and your aspirations. It transforms your running journey from a task or something that you have to do, removing the joy out of it, into more of a purposeful journey. Remember, it's not just about completing mile after mile. It's about honoring the promise that you made to yourself. The willingness to move through, even if you don't feel like doing it. It's about living in alignment with your goals. Each step reinforcing your commitment. It's really what keeps you committed. Imagine a challenging run. The weather's shitty. You're feeling sluggish. Without a strong why, you might skip it. But when your why is crystal clear, you remember that you're training for that, whatever, half marathon, 5K, 10K, ultra marathon, whatever it is, to prove to yourself that you can achieve what you once thought was impossible. And suddenly, that run becomes a testament to your determination. You start to see what you're capable of doing, and that you could do hard things. So sit down. Or take this time here to really unravel your why. Because it's not just a simple answer. It's your compass. It's that spark that will keep your consistency fire burning, even when motivation tries to play hide and seek. So remember, every stride is a step towards realizing your why. And that's such an incredibly powerful force. What an epic song for that little spiel. And remember, running isn't always about being thrilled every step of the way. But it's about embracing those days when maybe your energy is lower and the enthusiasm is quiet, let's just say. That's really where your commitment really shines through. Consistency. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And you're already well on your way. How are we doing? Little form check here. Nice quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Drive those knees. Little exaggerated baby steps here. Little tuck of your tailbone. Marionette string pulling you up towards the sky. Roll those shoulder blades back. Chest is proud. Core is braced. Arms are parallel. Elbows are driving back. Ice cream cone hands. I want ice cream. I've got some Häagen-Dazs in the freezer. That's happening. Even though I'm lactose intolerant, there's always room for it. Moment here to take in your surroundings. Really breathe those in. Feeling comfortable in this pace. Stay cool. Be cool. Time's not going to go any faster, so you may as well get comfortable. Just staying present, staying intentional with that form. It's not easy, but you're doing awesome. Now I'm gonna go quiet for a bit and let you practice coaching yourself here, and to give you a break from my voice. I'm right here with you. Just focus on that form. Talk a little bit more about the ebb and flow of motivation. Because it's sometimes like a wild river. Sometimes it's rushing with an unstoppable force. And other times, it's a mere trickle. Or bone dry. But here's the thing. It's completely normal, and it's perfectly okay for your motivation to fluctuate. A lot of beginner runners, I find, often believe that experienced runners are fueled solely by this unwavering, consistent motivation. But the truth is, even the most dedicated athletes have many, many, many days when they'd rather stay under the cozy covers than hit pavement. Running, like life, has its ups, has its downs. Someday you'll feel on top of the world, while others, maybe you're struggling just to muster the energy to tie your shoelaces. Now the key to consistency isn't the unrelenting motivation, but it's the partnership between motivation and discipline. Now we talked about finding your why, and that is such a great intrinsic motivator. But discipline is your steady companion. It's the unsung hero of running. When motivation wanes, discipline steps in to keep you on track. So let's clarify something. Motivation and discipline aren't the same. Motivation is that spark, that initial excitement that propels you out the door. Discipline, on the other hand, is the steady hand on your shoulder, reminding you of your goals, reminding you of your why when that spark dims. So it takes time and it takes practice to really cultivate that discipline. And I almost like to think of it like a muscle, in a sense that the more you train it, the stronger it becomes. So building a routine, setting goals, achievable goals, and sticking to them are really, really great ways to strengthen your discipline. Now let's talk about some other practical hacks to harness discipline when motivation just seems elusive. Now one technique is the 20-second rule. I have the 20-second rule and the 5-minute rule. The 20-second rule is more of laying out your gear the night before, or having your running shoes untied, ready to put on, or your running snacks handy, water bottle filled, something that takes 20 seconds to do, making it really incredibly easy to start your run when you're feeling sluggish. When it takes 20 seconds to begin, you're more likely to get moving. Now where my 5-minute rule or my 10-minute rule comes into play is, get out the door, go for 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And if after that time you're just like, Natalie, it's just not the day, that is A-okay. You gave yourself that permission. And I don't want you to feel guilty for it. But often getting out the door is the hardest part. Think about the 20-second rule and the 5-minute rule. I remember one time, it was like minus 40. And I was going to the gym. My plan was to go to the gym, but I had a day. I was peopling a lot, mentally sluggish, driving a lot that day. I was just, But then I was like, Natalie, you gotta practice what you preach here. You say this to your patients all the time. So you gotta at least try. Commit to that 5 minutes. So my lazy ass was like, fine. I was fighting with myself. Literally took me almost 2 hours to convince myself to get my gym clothes on, get in the car, drove all the way to the gym, 5 minutes away. Guess what I did? I had the heated seats on. It was warm. I didn't want to get out of the car because it's minus 40. I sat there for 40 minutes. Literally 40 minutes. I'm like, Natalie, just commit to 5 freaking minutes. That's it. That's it. I got my ass out the door. Got hit with that cold. Walked my ass in there. And hopped in. I told myself, I don't care if I'm just walking. I don't care if I just try one piece of equipment. Commit to 5 minutes of it. And you know what? That day was one of my best days that I ever had. When it came to strength, I think I hit one of my strength goals that day too. So it's just so funny that I was just not having it. And I got there and I had one of the best gym days. There have been other times though, let me tell you, where I get there, do a little bit, and then I'm like, you know what? Today ain't the day. And that's okay. But you're giving yourself that permission, and always give yourself permission. And this is a really nice rule to implement if you are one of those people who have more of that all or nothing thinking. You're either going for 2 hours, 1 hour, 30 minutes, whatever you set for yourself, or nothing at all. Commit to 5 minutes of moving your body, meeting your body where it's at. If you had a speed run on your schedule, but you could only mentally muster up the energy for an easy run or a walk, cool, that's fine. Or maybe you start warming up and then you're like, you know what? I think I can do this speed run. And that's okay too. Give yourself that flexibility. Give yourself that permission. But the 20-second rule and the 5-minute rule. All right, how we're feeling here? RPE, where are you at? Scale of 1 to 10. I'm looking for 2 to 3. No higher, no lower. Adjust your pace accordingly. Heart rate zone 2. Take a peek. Take a gander. Guess what? I only have 5 minutes left. Now we're gonna run the whole way. In the last minute or so, you're welcome to walk. But this is an easy pace run. So we don't have to go as slow or take as long of a cool down here. Because if we truly ran easy, it'll be a pretty quick transition into feeling light. But I want you to take this time here to reflect on your run. Overall, what did you accomplish? Look for any nuggets of success. Even if it was 1 or 2 seconds worth of something. Something went well for you today. And sometimes you gotta dig a little bit deeper. What did you learn about yourself? Would you do anything differently next time? Now, thinking about how you felt mentally, physically before coming here today versus how are you feeling now? And then thinking about those external factors. Your fueling. Your sleep, hormones. Did any of those things impact your run today? And last but not least, I want you to think of one positive experience from today. Something that put a smile on your face or something that you're grateful for. Just think about it. And if you've figured out what your why is, I encourage you to write it down somewhere. In your phone, on a sticky note. Keep it somewhere visible. Remind yourself. So when you're having those moments of low motivation, where you're just picking yourself to do anything, I want you to read it, reflect on it, and remind yourself of it. Let it fuel the fire. We just have over 2 minutes left here. So after this run is up, I want you to take the time to do your post-run stretching. There's a whole library full of options on the app under the cool down. Take your time to do this. Super, super important. I want to thank you so much for stopping by today for your nice, easy pace run. This was your intuitive runner coach, Natalie Costa. And as always, I'm hoping that you're feeling energized, motivated, and ready to take on your day. And most importantly, remember to find joy in running. Give yourself a good old pat on the back. I'm going to let the music take you to the end, but I will see you next time. Friends, that was so much fun. Nice work today, and thank you for joining me. Now remember, I'm Natalie. I'm a clinical exercise physiologist who believes that every body can enjoy running with the right support. And I am your support. And with a Health at Every Size approach, my mission is to help you build confidence, strength, and joy in movement. So be sure to head on to the show notes. Head to the website at www.theintuitiverunner.ca. There's links to download the app. There's links to the one-on-one coaching and other services that I offer. And just note that the Intuitive Runner app has programs for all levels, from beginners all the way to ultra marathons. So if you need help, feel free to shoot me a DM or send me an email if you need a little extra guidance. Oh, hey, before you go, if you enjoyed this, would you be so gracious as to leaving a comment, subscribing, leave a review, anything, share it with somebody. The more people know about this, the better. And it really makes my day when I see those numbers. All right, I'll see you next time.